From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Florida has been the setting for crime novels, for detective novels, mystery novels, but it's also home to another literary genre, and that is the horror novel. We thought it would be a great way to usher in Halloween this year, and author Brian Bandel is the senior reporter for the South Florida Business Journal by day, but by night, his inner Mr. Hyde comes out and characters creepy and crawly leap from his mind. His newest book is Mute, and it's set along the Indian River Lagoon in Central Florida. And Brian, thanks for being here, and happy Halloween.
Oh, thanks. Happy Halloween. It's great to be here, and I hope to give our readers some scares.
All right. Well, now, give me a brief description of Mute.
Mute is about a series of murders taking a place along the Indian River Lagoon in Central Florida, where the victims are found with their heads taken clean off, not violently, but almost surgically. And the only witness is a girl who saw her parents killed, but she's mute, so she can't tell the police what happened.
Ah.
And the thing that is, not only do you have the murders in the lagoon, you have the water turning acidic, and you have animals acting very strangely. It turns out that manatees aren't so gentle anymore. Manatees are turning violent, dolphins are turning violent, and you have all kinds of things where it's sort of man versus nature into the extreme.
What do you think it is about Florida that lends itself to this type of novel?
Florida is one of those places where it looks nice in a postcard, but when you get there, there tends to be a lot of problems. We have a lot of fraud here, unfortunately. Seems to be a lot of problem drivers and people getting hot under the collar. And there's just this creepiness. It's almost like we've come here and populated it, but we're on a swamp, and you haven't really gotten rid of the creepiness from the swamp. And those little critters, you know, those mosquitoes and those gators and those snakes, they kind of want to take their land back sometimes. So I feel that we're, you know, we're sort of on land that's not ours, and they're coming for it.
It is the swamp gas, isn't
right.
it?
Right.
You're not the only one who sees the dark side of the Sunshine State. I mean, there's quite a few authors who specialize in horror who are either based here or who set their novels here.
Oh, yes, definitely. One of those is Armand Rosamila, and he wrote a novel called Dying Days. It's basically about zombies on the beach. So he has, you know, zombies in St. Augustine are running around, going after people. You know, they see skimpy bathing suits, and it's not sexy to them. It's food. And there's also a book called Devil Eyes by Prudence Foster. And that's set in a remote key on Florida's Gulf Coast, where there's a curse, an Indian curse from the Seminole tribe, and there's a lot of black magic going on. And the curse is set in a hotel called the Tarpon Inn. So that's a nice sort of mix between, you know, the Seminoles and, you know, black magic.
And there's a whole group of you on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's the Florida Horror Writers on Facebook. That's an actual group that you could join, and a lot of the writers are talking about what they're doing there.
I heard an interview on NPR with Ryan Murphy, the creator of, well, Glee, and, of course, the TV show American Horror Story. And he also used to be a reporter at the Miami Herald, believe it or not. And he says this genre does require every bit of the finesse of any written work, if not more, because the imagination has to become involved.
Yeah, I think it's not enough anymore to just show somebody a picture of a scary monster or do CGI effect. You really have to create tension and you have to create fear. And in order to do that, you have to make someone afraid of an unstoppable force. Attacking someone is vulnerable. So on one side, you have to establish that what's coming is a real threat. It's not someone who's a klutz. It's not something that, you know, like the bad guy who can't shoot straight. And then you have to establish a character who is vulnerable, and then the reader cares about what happens to them. So if they don't care that the character lives or dies, they're not going to be very afraid. But if they really love the character and they really feel that this character has a vulnerability and they could get hurt, that's where it becomes scary.
Well, Brian Bandel, I'm not mute. Thank you very much for coming in, and happy Halloween.
Thank you very much.
This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.